Greetings, benevolent viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On May 6, 2009, residents of South Jamaica, Queens, New York, USA, were going about their daily lives when an unexpected visitor came running by, a black Angus calf, who was fleeing for her life from the slaughterhouse to which she had just been transported. The frightened heifer ran through the streets and neighborhoods of South Jamaica with police officers in tow. An hour and some 10 blocks later, authorities were finally able to help transport the 225-kilogram youngster to a Brooklyn animal shelter run by the City of New York. There, the kind staff gave her hay, water, a place to rest for the night, and the affectionate name Molly. The slaughterhouse agreed to give the shelter custody of Molly, thus allowing the staff to work with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, ASPCA, to find her a new home. Learning of her courageous story, many people offered to provide a place for the calf. However, the farm in Culverton, New York, USA, owned by the Farr family, was ultimately chosen as Molly's new residence. Let's visit this compassionate place, where our Supreme Master Television correspondent speaks with Renegild and Connie Farr, Molly's new caregivers.
Hello, today we're here with Connie and Rex Farr at the farm over in Riverhead, which is on Long Island in New York.
We asked the Farrs how they came to learn about Molly.
We got a call from the ASPCA, who we have been connected with through the North Fork Animal League, and our good friend Gillian, who's the executive director of the North Fork Animal League, knows that we rescue animals, and so anytime there are animals from birds to, in this case, cows, they end up hopefully out here on the farm.
They said that they'd had a lot of press about this cow, which, you know, being farmers, we only listen to the news once a day, and we hadn't heard about it yet, and they said they're glad we were taking the cow. And evidently the cow had escaped from a Queens slaughterhouse, so they brought her out here the very next day. And she was very, very frightened.
However, Molly was soon comforted and has adapted well to her new home, a stark contrast to the slaughterhouse that she'd fled. And she's already found herself a new best friend.
So Molly's here, and we have a steer already, Wexley, who is another rescue, so now at least he has company. He's very glad. But we also have cats and dogs that we rescue, so one side of the road is farm animals, and, well, the other side has the roosters and cats and dogs and bunnies and a few ducks.
Molly's story touched the hearts of many people, who were glad to hear of her newfound life of peace.
Molly has gotten a lot of press along the way. We got letters from people from everywhere, like Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Florida, asking about Molly and sending us little letters saying, thank you for taking Molly.
Molly is just one of the many animals that have found refuge at the farm. Rex tells us how it all began.
We've actually been taking animals in for a number of years. We've always had barn animals, and that's over the last 10, 12 years, people have dropped animals off. It was not unusual to wake up one morning and go, gee, I thought I only had 7 sheep. Now I've got 10. Where did the other 3 come from? And so we've just developed a reputation as refuge.
Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants will be right back with more on the tranquil lives enjoyed by the residents of the farm. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. We're with Rex and Connie Farr, who have given a home to Molly the Cow on the farm, a 25-hectare organic vegetable farm in Culverton, New York, USA. This past May, Molly escaped from a slaughterhouse in Queens, New York, and subsequently found refuge with the Farrs. At her new abode, Molly has many companions, including goats, sheep, dogs, cats, bunnies, and chickens. Molly and her friend Wexley, also a cow, enjoy organic food every day.
They eat our hay, and I'm able to produce, at least get one cutting on the 10 acres of about 50 bales of per acre, and that's a good organic grass mix and clovers.
Organic farming has many benefits. For example, studies show that it enhances soil structure, conserves water, promotes biodiversity, mitigates global warming, and reduces health risks to both humans and animals. By contrast, the use of artificial fertilizers, pesticides, and other chemicals can be extremely harmful to the soil, air, water, and living beings.
And I noticed around, it's so beautiful over here. I noticed there's a lot of wild growing plants. Do you use any sprays or chemicals or fertilizers?
No, we don't. This land has been certified since 1989. We're certified with an organization that I am actually vice president of, called Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York. We've been around about 30 years. We don't use any sprays. We farm organic. We are certified by, as I said, NOFA New York, which we get inspected on a yearly basis, and it's a fairly strict program in terms of following where I get my seed to where that eventual crop ends up, whether it's in a tomato crop or whether it's in a hay crop.
Connie and Rex strive to keep their animal companions happy and well-fed. After hearing of their warm-hearted provision of a home for Molly, Supreme Master Qinghai kindly contributed $3,000 to the Farrs to support their loving work with rescued animals.
Check now on thank behalf you. Of Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. Totally unexpected.
Right. Totally much appreciated.
Much appreciated, exactly.
Connie and Rex also received some of Supreme Master Qinghai's books, including her international number one bestseller, The Noble Wilds, along with a selection of CDs featuring her songs.
Thank you.
I just would like to thank your foundation for helping to spread some of the good news. There's not enough of it.
Connie Farr also acknowledges the need for people to think about where their food comes from.
My one aim in life is to have every child that grows up like in New York City or any place else to have them make their own meal before they graduate. And that would be where they would plan their menu, and like if they had lettuce, they had to grow the lettuce and pick it and, you know, make their own salad. I'd hope that everyone would become a vegetarian. And after you know animals and love them, it's just heartbreaking to think of people eating them because they just don't think about the relationship, this little body wrapped up in plastic in the freezer in the grocery store doesn't have any meaning. There's no connection with it. It was once a living thing. So we've lost our compassion for animals. We've lost our touch of life. And I think it's very important that we get that back. And I think food is the one way to regain that need, that bridge. Everyone should be a farmer once in their life.
We wish Molly all the best as she enjoys her beautiful new life on the farm, and give our sincere appreciation to Connie and Rex Farr for providing a lovely, caring home for many animals in need. May heaven bless the farm and other such sanctuaries for providing loving refuge to vulnerable, sentient beings. Thoughtful viewers, it was a pleasure having your company on this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment, after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be blessed with delight and divine love.
details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.